You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, what's going on, folks? What is this? Oh, it's an extra episode. An extra episode this week just for you people. You've heard, probably on the most recent episodes, that Sweetwater has recently teamed up with a whole bunch of folks to make the world's largest pedalboard, as recognized by the folks over at Guinness. It's been in the ads, it's been all over the interwebs. If you haven't seen it, that's what's going on. If you Google it, I'm sure you can find all of the information on it. And lots of the podcasters and YouTubers and other folks have been covering this pretty extensively, so you may have heard a lot about it already. So on this, I got to sit down with Ryan, Brian, Josh, and Rob to go over some of the, like, a little bit, the intention was to go over some of the more technical aspects. We, of course, you know, we're five pedal nerds sitting around talking. So, of course, you know, it goes off the rails quickly. But I did have some specific things I wanted to talk about with the power supplies I kept hearing about so much in other interviews. So we did get into a little bit more about that. But, you know, it's just really just everybody kind of sitting around, hanging out, and talking about the really cool thing that just happened in a little bit more detail. And, of course, you know, there's food talk because it's this show. Because, of course, there is. But before we get into that, I do want to give a big thank you to the folks over at Sweetwater for sponsoring the show this month and just being really cool all around. I've got more content that is going to come your way because of them. They're getting me hooked up with some really cool people, some really cool guests. And so it's been amazing getting to hang out with them for this and, you know, just help support the cool stuff they're trying to do over there. So, you know, like the sponsorship spots have been saying, go check out Guitar Month. It's going on right now. There's all kinds of, like, crazy deals, crazy, crazy things happening. I won't talk about it too much more because that information is available. So go check out Sweetwater, and let's get into this episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Tone Mob Podcast, the show about guitar tone and the people behind it. I'm your host, Blake Weiland, and with me today, we've got four guests on the line today. We've got Brian Wampler from Wampler Pedals, Josh Scott from JHS, Robert Keeley from Keeley Electronics, and Ryan Dick from Temple Audio. What is going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
Great.
Doing good.
Better than I should be.
Nice.
All right.
Better than you deserve. Nice. That's for sure. I know what you've been up to, Brian.
I am no good.
That's right.
Just ask my kids. So, they'll tell you.
So will Amanda. I've heard it. Anyway. So we all know why we're here today. We're here to talk about this huge pedal board that you guys put together with Sweetwater, and I know you guys have done a bunch of other content and shows already for this, so I'm hoping that I don't ask the same exact questions, and we can dive a little deeper into some of the nitty-gritty, but do any of you want to take the lead and kind of just give a brief overview for those that have not heard about this already on the internet, which is probably nobody, but there might be one person listening.
There's somebody that hasn't heard.
Somebody. So how did this all start?
Who wants to go? My version is there's lots of pedal board stuff, and we did videos and podcasts. The end.
Isn't it that Rob Scallon and Natalie with Sweetwater, they put together the most amazing world record-breaking pedal board? And it's freaking really cool because they have managed to grab so many YouTube personalities and influencers and get a really huge buzz going about something that's a lot of fun, and that's guitar pedals. So that they nailed it. They got everything put together to break a world record, and they got everybody's attention by spreading around the pedal boards. I think it's brilliant, and so we get to talk about pedals, you know?
Absolutely. Awesome. Everyone's favorite subject.
Yeah. So it was awesome being a part of it. That's what it is. record breaking.
So we had 319 pedals. Is that right?
On the boards, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So that makes for every pedal that Rob released in 2015. So what was the rest of the board?
Oh, that's funny.
Accurate. Fairly accurate.
Yeah.
Hey, man, sometimes you got to make payroll, you know.
I understand. Well, they were all awesome. That was the weird part. I think
I say that with envy.
Yeah, exactly. So no, let's get in some of the nitty gritty. I think that's probably good enough for a top level overview. If anybody wants more information, I would say pause this podcast and Google it, because we're going to get into a little bit of the more nitty gritty details on this one. So I had some questions specifically for Ryan that I felt like maybe got glossed over a little bit in some of the other content. We kept touching on the power supplies, these new power supplies that you guys have, and how quiet they were. Like, what are all the deets on them? What's the technical specs on those output-wise and all that stuff?
So technical specs, you've got 5 channels. Each channel is fully configurable. You've got anywhere from 9 to 18 volts. And then every channel is high current, so you no longer have to worry about how much power does my pedal need. It's just, what voltage do you need? It'll power it. And we really saw that come to light when we're dealing with 319 different pedals, all requiring different power constraints and requirements. And everything worked pretty flawlessly, to everyone's surprise, my own included.
That sounds like just when you think that something basic like a power supply, like, well, how much more exciting can we get? As soon as I heard that, like, this went off without a hitch, and a lot of it was thanks to that, I was like, oh, I'm suddenly nerding out about power supplies. I need to know more. So
I think it's
just not a thing that I'd usually do.
I think it's the one topic kind of in the whole pedal world that maybe isn't looked at enough, or users don't think enough about what kind of power do I need for these pedals, especially as pedals get more complex and more cool. The power requirements also change relative to the pedal, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they definitely, the consumer doesn't look at the supply enough. No.
I mean, I think we can all probably nod our heads in agreement, or, you know, vocalize this, but most of the noise issues that you hear people complaining about, it's either their power or their cables most of the time, right?
I think we've plotted it out, and I bet you Josh and Brian can both agree with numbers similar to this. We can field 3 phone calls a day or emails that are power supply related. They're using a switching, you know, try to cover it all type of power supply, and that is just woefully inadequate for powering today's digital and analog products. I think that was the most exciting thing about the pedal board thing, honestly, was realizing that all the power supplies worked and they were sufficient to do the job quietly. And like you said, the consumer, Josh, just doesn't pay attention to power supplies enough. How many times you talk to some guy and he's like, yeah, I got a $19 power supply. And I'm like, you need a $200 power supply. You need a $150 power supply. You have $2,000 worth of pedals on that top row. Why in the world would you trust it with, you know, a plastic, you know, Radio Shack style wall wart, you know? So don't do it. You know, get a professional audio grade product.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Like we have, it's massive. It's like 70% of our emails, and it's just always, you know, a guy with this killer guitar rig, and they're buying products that, you know, they'll even say things like isolated, but all that means is you have separate ports to plug into, and then you end up with the daisy chaining, you know, all of us know, but it's just like, it's pretty wild because people, they get so invested in their rigs and they don't do power. And so when we got to this gig to build this board, I think all of us off the bat, there were some murmuring discussions like, I hope Ryan's new power supply works.
Yeah.
Cause it's just like, you kind of, I mean, that was my number one thing was like, the power will make or break. We will all just hate this, or it'll be really fun because, I mean, you go build a pedal board with five pedals on it and you have power issues, and somehow this power supply was flawless. So that's a big, huge win. I mean, it's amazing.
Yep. Same thing with us too. I mean, a big thing that we get customers asking us about is noise issues as well, like everyone else. But it seems like the email always starts out with, but I got this power supply off of Amazon and it said it should work. You know, like, oh, please don't do that. Don't start that way. Buy a good power
supply. Yeah. It's because it says isolated, but it just means it has separate ports.
Right.
It's so frustrating. Yeah.
just like, all you have to do is power up your rig with your, you know, one supply, and then get a real power supply like Ryan's, and just A/B the difference back and forth, and try to play along and listen to all that noise and that power robbing hiss and the problems that it causes, distortions and delays in the details of your playing, you know, the details of the notes, and then switch back to, you know, to Ryan's, then go back to the, you know, one supply, and you'll wonder how you ever made music with all that noise going on, because it's really tearing apart your signal. It really is. All the detail that you spent money on is getting washed away in zzz. So, like, stop it. Get a real power supply. Be proud of it.
There you go. There you go. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right. Next question. So this is for everybody. If there was one thing you could change to, like, do this over again, is there anything you would change?
Oh, more pedals. Easy. 638 pedals. We should have started there.
I honestly, yeah, we all thought it would take longer. We basically had kind of set the record day two, like by noon. We could have just went nuts because everything worked so well. The power supplies, the board, we had enough people. We had so many people helping. And yeah, I would be with Robert. I would say let's shoot for like 500 pedals or something. Or yeah.
Or just a fraction of your collection, 1,000.
Yeah, you know.
True. Why don't we just bring Josh's collection and do it?
That'll work.
I remember, but you got to remember, guys, it'd be all batteries. We could get all those Mike Matthews batteries and just.
The one where he's flexing?
Yeah, the flex battery.
His Hulk Hogan flex battery.
I
determined a long time ago that those are far superior for tone, just because of the biceps. Like, I mean,
yeah, they're tone stronger. Biceps is, stronger tone.
Yeah.
Mike Matthews batteries for stronger tone. Mm-hmm. So never mind that about Ryan's power supplies. Just go Mike Matthews batteries. Is that what you're trying to say now? Because I'm getting whiplash here.
Ryan's power supply is actually small Mike Matthews batteries in a metal enclosure.
There you go. That's what it is.
Yeah, we haven't told anybody that they have to recharge them yet.
Oh.
Right, because they just came out.
Exactly. No, I should say a lot of the credit to the power supply technology, well, actually all the credit is to Chox. We did a collaboration effort with them and their power technology, which is, as we've seen, it's fairly superb in the audio, for the audio industry. That's where most of the credit should go to.
That's great.
Oh cool. I didn't know that.
Those Chox supplies are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, so we basically...
I love Seahawk. Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Yeah, how do you say it?
Seattle Seahawks?
Seattle Seahawks?
The correct Chox. Pronunciation is Chox, like a chalkboard.
Chox.
All right. You learn something new every day.
Diodario, Didario, Didario, Pasty, Pisty, Chox, Chox, Seahawks.
Kelly, Keeley, Wampler, Wampler.
Wampler. Oh, Wampler. Yeah, I've been hearing Wampler a ton.
Oh, it rhymes with sampler. It's a sampler of Wampler pedals.
Oh, I've had to deal with that my whole life. I've just basically decided to accept either one.
I have done the same.
You are both.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if I can.
So are we at the pizza round yet? I'm just curious.
We're not at the pizza round yet. We're only 12 minutes in.
We got
lots more ground to cover before we get
to pizza. All right.
But this will be a good episode to do that on. So I did have some questions for Rob, actually a general kind of one. I heard you were scribbling notes and doing calculations and had a mad scientist coat on or something the whole time. Do you have any math for us? Like, what are the numbers on this thing? I was told that it drew more power than the amps that you were playing through. Is that right?
It's something very close to that. So let's kind of go through it like we did at the show. Because Ryan has all the info I need. So I just pulled out my favorite app, which is the calculator, and got after it. That is my favorite app, man. I've discovered finger gestures with the iPhone calculator. They're totally cool. So, but give it to me, Ryan. Tell me what the situation is. We have 34 power supplies. Is that correct? Or did we end up having 35 in the end?
36. There was two boards. We had to use two power supplies.
Ooh,
nice.
Mic drop.
So 36 power supplies, Chalk's power supplies, times, and then what is the wattage per port?
660 milliamps at 9 volts. I think it was.
Okay. So I'm going to do 36 times 0.66 watts. That's 660 milliwatts. And okay.
Milliamps. Wake up, Brian. Wake up, Brian. Wake up. Sorry.
Now you messed the math all up.
I did. I'm sorry. I'm trying to crack wise over here, and I've screwed everything up. Sorry, Rob.
No, you're good. So I'll do it again. I'll be happy to do it again. So it's 36 times 0.66 watts times, there's 5 ports on each one, Ryan?
Yes.
All right.
Don't forget to carry the one.
Yeah. So, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. My calculator is saying only 118 watts. So I don't know what we're missing here. I've got 36 times those little 5 of those outputs. I multiplied by 5 too and something. So we had I'm only looking at 120 watts right now. I'm doing something wrong. So the mad scientist I am not today.
Okay, but cut that part out.
There was another way that Ryan and I looked at it. Do you recall what we had done, Ryan?
Well, it's 660 milliamps at 9 volts. That's 5.
Oh, it's milliamps. Oh, there we go. So it's 0.66 times, that's it. 0.66 times 9 times 5 outputs times 36 boards. And there we go. Okay, wonderful. I you're so awesome, Ryan. It's 1,069 watts. 1,069 watts. So that's like greater than the 700 watts of output music power that the amps were putting up. Now, I'm sure they're not very efficient. So, you know, maybe they were consuming 1,000 watts and putting out 700 watts of music. But the pedal boards, it was a 1,000 watt pedal board, you know, fair and square.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's really awesome. I think it's pretty
cool.
That's
insane.
That means it's louder than everything else, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it does. More headroom.
Yeah, more headroom.
Yep. That thing definitely goes to 11, for sure. So this is going to be kind of interesting for you pedal builders specifically. Obviously, you got to play and hear all of each other's stuff, basically, for the most part. Which of each other's pedals did you like the most?
I play everybody's
pedals all the time. I like them all.
That's true. You do. You're a unique situation, though, Mr. Scott.
They're all really good. I think I was most reminded of some classic stuff that you forget how cool it is. Like I've had a whammy in my rig on and off for 15 years, but there's nothing like walking up to a board with like a couple whammies and like, you know, you kind of, you realize the fun of some of these effects you kind of forget that was my situation. I think there were a lot of cool, like really fun things, because there were just so many things in front of you, and some of the old stuff, you know, that's still in production. Really fun, really great circuits.
I like the tuner board the best.
Yeah.
No. Yes, of course you would, Brian.
I honestly don't know personally. It's, I feel like every time I answer this question, it changes. I don't even know what I would be into today. Yesterday I was into the Digitech Drop. The time before I was asked about it, I was into the Pog, the Pog stuff. Today, I don't know, man. I guess today I'm actually more of a straight into the amp sort of mood. So I like the sound of the guitar straight into the plexis best. Just a tuner.
How about you, Rob?
Man, it was set up in such a way when we were trying to assemble this and get the world record that there wasn't a lot of space for listening to the pedals. But I think I'm always in love with the way Wampler pedals look and JHS pedals look. I mean, it's fun to see our whole industry on such a bigger scale. And then you realize that the 319 pedals that you have are, you know, 1/20th of the number of pedals that Sweetwater probably carries. And so it was, you know, the kind of the inspiration was more just like looking at our brands from, you know, with 20 or 30 examples of our work that you could kind of look at. It wasn't so much that we could sit around and listen to the pedals. We weren't doing that. So, you know, you have a kind of a different look on things at what, when you're doing this particular thing, you know what I mean? So a pedal couldn't hardly stand out. You know, unless it was something like a noise gate. And you're like, yeah, that's the ticket. Noise gate.
You know, that's a really good point.
Yeah. What noise gates were you using?
Say it again, Josh.
I was just saying that's a really good point. It was like, it's just like a big mass, especially sonically when they were all on. It's just ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah. The noise gate was the NS2 was the most, and the Eddie Van Halen distortion had one in it or something, right? I'm trying to remember.
Exactly.
Yeah, but is it on? I don't know if that's on all the time, though, is it?
I don't think it is. I think that the NS2 is what, because we had the NS2, and then the last pedal was the acoustic simulator. And it's hard to remember the what was on the last board.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, it's definitely an NS. We had the MXR, just the noise gate. I think that was one of them as well. But
you know, next time we break a record doing this pedal board thing, we need to have like a different noise gate for each row, and then we can like set it to the minimum so that we can actually get to the point where we're playing the, you know, every pedal can be technically on, and we can actually get something from it. That would be kind of fun.
That is a good idea. I kind of imagine that's how it was in my head, but you know, this is a first time for everything, right?
You know what Sweetwater should do next is like the most fuzz pedals.
Oh yeah,
world record.
Then they just need to come over to my house. That'll be fine.
You got quite the pad. You got quite the barn or cabin or retreat.
Yeah, Rob, you're the only one that's been here.
My gosh, it was so fun.
I just realized that.
That was just a few years ago.
And it's only gotten worse.
It was like, gorgeous.
It's obscene.
You have one of the coolest guitar hangout places that I could imagine. It needs to be on one of those, you know, fixer upper shows or where Joanne Gaines, you know, is like, hey, this is how you do it. This looks really cool. Yeah.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate that. Well, you know, I don't want to take up too much more of you guys' time. I know you've got a million other shows you're doing with this and everything, so I feel like we might as well just kind of, you know, I got to do a check-in. You know, Josh and Rob, it's been a few years since I've got to talk to you on the podcast. Ryan, this is your first time, and we're going to have you come back for a full thing. But we got to do an update. What's everybody's favorite pizza right now?
Man, there's this pepperoni grill. I don't know. It's got cheese and bacon on it, man. I'm just like digging cheese and bacon.
mine is still Lou Malnati's in Chicago.
Oh, okay. I gotta get there.
You gotta do
Brian,
it, man.
Brian, I know you'll have whatever's at Applebee's.
So now there's a dollar pizza store that's in New York City, just south of Casey Neistat Studio. It's the best place ever.
Totino's,
yeah.
Ryan, do they have pizza in Canada?
Yes, we do have pizza.
It's like a cracker. It's like a cracker with like cheese juice, right? No.
Well, that sounds awful.
What do they say? There's Chicago pizza, New York pizza, and then there's Canadian pizza.
Canadian bacon pizza. Canadian.
Oh.
Huh. They do have pizza up there in Canada.
I thought that it was illegal.
We have pizza and then there's poutine.
What?
I love poutine. I love poutine so
that
much.
Doesn't even sound good. So, I don't even know what that is, but it doesn't sound tasty.
Ryan, would you enlighten these plebes on what the poutine is?
Poutine is French fries with gravy and then cheese curds on top.
With gravy? Like biscuits and gravy?
Or brown gravy? What kind of gravy are we talking?
Brown gravy.
Brown gravy, French fries, and cheese curds.
Yeah.
Brian, does that sound like anything that goes on a burger to you?
No, you can't mess it up like that.
Exactly. No way.
It's a beautiful thing. You got to try it. It's beautiful.
You got to come visit.
We're going to have to separate our countries, you know, put some sort of wall between our borders, you know.
A wall of pizza.
Or a wall of petals. Ooh. That might work too. That's the new record. We got to
build a wall from petals. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Sweetwater would get down with that. I don't know. It's a little too hot. A little too hot of a coming in hot subject.
All right, guys. This is a good time. Yeah, we'll ask Natalie what she thinks about it.
Hey, speaking of Natalie, this is really an epic event. If you take a list, take a look at the list of all the folks on YouTube that have done videos and all the talk of these pedal boards, it really is a great social media event, bringing people together for one topic and stuff like that and to review. So again, thanks for Sweetwater and Rob Scallon and Natalie for putting all this together, because it sure has been a lot of fun, a lot of attention, man. So many different channels.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Great job, everybody.
Thanks.
All right, guys. We'll go ahead and wrap this up. So for everyone, this is Blake. And as always, folks, good luck and good tones. All right, there you have it, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into this and checking out all this stuff. And if you haven't, there's videos and all kinds of cool content surrounding this. And yeah, my wheels are just turning about next time. Like, who's going to break the record? And then what's Sweetwater going to do in retaliation? I don't know. But it's kind of a fun thing for nerds like ourselves. So hopefully y'all enjoy that. And yeah, I think that's it. Until next time, make sure you check out Sweetwater. And bye. One last thing before we totally sign off here. I just want to remind you that if you do any shopping at Stringjoy, that's Stringjoy Guitar Strings made in Nashville, that will help me out as well. As I've said for years, I'm heavily involved in that company, and I really do think they're making the best products on the market. So if you would like to try custom strings, go to tonemob.com/stringjoy and check them out today. I seriously, seriously, seriously love what the team down there is doing. I help them out with all kinds of things, and by you supporting them, you are also supporting me as well. And hey, you need some strings, so why not get some custom strings just for your guitar and playing style? Again, the link for that is tonemob.com/stringjoy, and that will take you right to their website, and you can do all your shopping through there, and that will help everyone involved out. So thank you very much. Talk to you next time. We are brought to you by the wonderful folks at Gun Street Wiring Shop. Yes, Gun Street Wiring Shop. I've talked about them before. I used to say based out of Bend, Oregon, but guess what? Sean moved to my neck of the woods. Sean's in Portland. Sean is awesome and has helped me with a bunch of stuff lately. And if you have wiring needs for your guitar, he can help you too. If you want to get weird with it, he can get weird. If you just need to spruce things up a little bit, there's your guy. He takes all the guesswork out of doing your guitar wiring, and he makes it simple, and his customer service is top-notch, and I can't say enough good things about Gun Street as a company. I really respect Sean and what he's all about, and the product is top-notch. I've got 3 different guitars that now have Gun Street harnesses in them, and I could not be happier. So go to GunStreetWiringShop.com and check them out.